With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meant to be hot today, that's for sure. Hot and humid, highs up to 98 degrees. And let's get to some hot Hollywood gossip now. Dina's got your dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get $25 for you and $25 for somebody that you love. You can share the love and cash by referring as many people as you want in August during a Refer a Friend program at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in Hollywood?
All right, well, new Beavis and Butthead revival. It's Paramount Plus today. And as usual, the two main characters are going to share their thoughts on today's hottest music videos. And they'll be roasting the likes of BTS, Olivia Rodrigo, Post Malone, Tyler, the Creator, Camila Cabello. So nobody's safe. Nobody's safe. But when it comes to BTS, the season's second episode will have Beavis admitting to being a part of the BTS army.
That's funny. And the the premise.
Right? The creator, Mike Judge, he actually recently said that he is a fan, admitting that BTS is a guilty pleasure, but maybe not even that guilty. I like them. Mm. So it's like that kind of like, I make fun of you because I like you.
I guess so.
The equivalent of pulling a girl's pigtails, I suppose. Well, this is pretty shocking. After more than 50 years on NBC, Days of Our Lives is moving to their streaming service, Peacock, and that's going to be starting this September. The new episodes will only be available on Peacock Premium for $4.99 a month.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to get hit back so hard from fans.
For sure.
$4.99? I mean, you're going to pay for it now?
I guess so.
Fans are going to be outraged.
The regular episodes are going to continue to air until they do that turnover in September, but they're replacing it with a one-hour news program called NBC News Daily. Oh, yeah, that sounds like fun. I'd rather see what's going on in Salem. But, you know, since 1965, it's aired over 14,000 episodes, and there are some people who have not missed one.
Why do I think
you're going to mess with them?
Why do I think they're going to change this back? Honestly, I think the outrage from the fans is going to be incredible on this. I think they're going to have to, retract their decision.
Their excuse is like, well, we have so many people who are fans that are on streaming service already, but now it's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Demi Lovato seems to be calling out one of her famous ex-boyfriends in a new song. You know, Carly Simon's done it, Alanis Morissette, Taylor Swift, and now Demi Lovato, she's got a new song where she talks about, you know, someone being 29, and she thought it was a teenage dream, 17, 29. So everybody's saying that's Wilmer Valderrama. She was 17 when she dated him. He was 29.
From the 70s show.
Yeah. So, you know, she's just kind of really talking about how he took advantage of her youth to be in a relationship with her. She hasn't confirmed the song is about him, but it sounds like it is.
Well, if you feel like it is, Dina,
I feel
like
it
definitely is. That's what your gut is saying.
That's what it's telling me. It looks like Coldplay's show had to be canceled for Friday, August 19th. They had to reschedule it, and it's not their fault. It's because they have planned strikes in the London Underground subway system.
Oh, so people couldn't get to the show?
Right. That's what he's saying. People won't be able to get to the show. So instead of making it so that fans are panicking and being stuck, they decided to reschedule it for a couple days later.
What's wrong with walking?
Nice
I would
them.
Walk to see. I've seen them in concert. They're worth the walk.
And Monica Lewinsky finding out you don't mess with Beyonce's fans. She put something out there about asking to have a reference of her scandal with President Bill Clinton removed from Beyonce's song Partition.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, when the Beehive came after her, you should have seen her like a deer in the headlights.
You do not mess with Beyonce fans.
That's right. This is obvious. That's right. So they said, you know, rap song muse is in your bio. You like the reference. And another person tweeted, it's a 10-year-old song. And the answer is no.
And she's drawn more attention to it just by mentioning it now.
You see, Beyonce doesn't even need to fight her own fights. She got the Beehive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your dirt at 640.
It's like the Dina Hive. You don't try to release that.
Dina Hive? I don't know. Let's come up with something better.
Man.
I got more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
I'm listening daily. You are not alone.
Hey, did you know it's a Pick Your Ticket Thursday? Coming up within the next 20 minutes, it's your chance to pick tickets from a whole bunch of great, great acts. And we'll have that chance for you coming up here in just a bit with WMAS. But first, we got Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, offering you $25 for you and $25 for somebody that you love when you refer a friend. Refer as many friend or family members or coworkers as you want during August, and refer a friend right now at pvcu.org. All right. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Cannot believe Angelina Jolie can't do this.
Do what?
Well, she and her daughter were at Spelman College getting to know some people. That's where Zahara will be going in the fall.
Okay.
And they were at a party, and apparently everybody was doing the electric slide, and they were trying to teach Angelina how to do it. And she did not know. It's on Twitter. It's pretty funny. But, you know, I got to admit it. Too. I don't know the electric slide either.
Yeah, and your moves are like, when I try, it's like 2 seconds too late, right? Like, because you're trying to follow somebody.
Hey, at least I'm facing the right way.
You know? Yeah.
In the meantime, Brad Pitt was actually asked about Zahara going to college at the premiere of his new movie, and he said, I'm so proud of her. She's so smart. She's going to flourish even more at college. So proud.
She should challenge Brad Pitt to do it as well.
the electric slide.
Yeah.
Well, a few months ago, Ellen Barkin testified in Johnny Depp's defamation case against Amber Heard, and now parts of her recorded deposition from 2019 were played for the jury, but now the full transcript has been revealed, revealing more about what she said. It's come out now. She accused Johnny of giving her a quaalude. She said there was always an air of violence around him. He's a yeller, verbally abusive, and about their relationship, Ellen said he's just a jealous man. Controlling, like, where are you going, who are you going with, what did you do last night? So,
I read something about how Johnny Depp's fans are to blame for all the unsealing. Like, they were the ones that wanted everything unsealed.
I don't know what the rules are when it comes to unsealing.
Yeah.
Just anybody ask, or do you have to have a valid reason, or is it like an amount of time that passes?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, we should get some lawyer friends. We could really get more answers if we had some.
Right, and ask them about our other legal issues.
Well, the man who is involved in Nicki Minaj's father's fatal hit and run has been sentenced to 1 year behind bars, lose his license for 6 months, pay a fine of $5,000. Now, a lot of people think this is not enough because it was a hit and run, but the man had actually got out of the car at first to see Nicki Minaj's father there on the ground, then got back in his car and drove off.
So it wasn't like, I didn't know I hit someone.
Right.
It was, wow, I realize I hit someone. I'm getting back in my car and driving away.
Yep. So he initially faced 7 years in jail, and now he's just getting one. And his defense was, well, Nicki's father was reckless and careless and negligent in crossing the street. Like, oh, gosh, I can only imagine how Nicki handled this courtroom case. Post Malone raised over $200,000 for some charities through a bunch of Gaming for Love live streams on Twitch in July. He played the Battle Royale game Apex Legends for Human Rights Watch, Project Hope, United Way, and the Trevor Project. So a lot
That's
of charities
nice.
Benefited. Yep. He raised about $196,000 in donations over four nights, and then Respawn Entertainment said, okay, we'll put you over $200,000. So all these charities get split evenly.
$4,000. Nice.
Yes. And Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett are now Emmy nominees. They were initially left off the list during Emmy nominations, but they've been added at the last minute for Outstanding Variety Special, pre-recorded. Because when that was nominated, Tony's son, who worked on the project, he was nominated. And Lady Gaga's manager as well was nominated for this, but neither of the main stars were nominated.
Jeez,
Tony they did most and Lady of the Gaga, work. Right?
Right.
I mean, we watched it for those two, so at least they got their nomination now, and he got the news on his 96th birthday.
How can they not win? I don't even know who the other nominees are, but fantastic together.
And that's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's 8:40 with the Kellogg crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, the latest in Hollywood, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And $25 for you and $25 for someone you love. You can share the love and cash by referring as many friends and family members as you want in August during their Refer a Friend program at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. All right, Dina, so what's up in Hollywood?
Okay, well, supporting Amber Heard in the battle with Johnny Depp has proven dangerous for other people.
Really?
You know, those court records recently unsealed?
Mm-hmm.
So it was found that Amber had said after Don Hughes testified, you know, the psychologist that testified on her behalf.
Okay.
She received multiple death threats and emails and voicemails. And so cybersecurity agents for the Department of Homeland Security are investigating those threats.
Wow, big organization, investigate.
And then Amber's law firm has also been harassed. They're getting virtually nonstop calls to their personal cell phones, too, both in the middle of the night and during the trials. So,
who are these nutty people?
Like, Johnny Depp fans?
Yeah, where do they find the time to do this? I'm just saying, it's horrible that they would harass people like that.
Where do they get the numbers?
When they're just doing their job.
How do you get someone's personal cell phone number?
Don't know.
I don't even know how to do that.
And then somebody will probably post it on the internet, too.
Yes.
I feel bad for some of these people.
Oh, I know. This is tough. I don't think it's going to let up anytime soon, especially considering their talking appeal, you know? Got some baby news to tell you about. This is great news for Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. They said that months after undergoing IVF treatments, Chrissy is pregnant.
Yay! Good for them.
So this comes almost 2 years after they had suffered that tragic miscarriage, and I know they're looking forward to expanding their family. So hopefully everything goes very smoothly for them. And singer Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love, she and her husband welcomed a baby girl named Carmel Allegra.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Allegra, isn't that a sleep drug?
I think it's an allergy drug, isn't it?
Oh, you're right. Yes.
I hope it has other meanings.
Yes, you're right. It is an allergy drug. Nothing to sneeze at.
Okay. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo, she's not going to be starring in every episode for the 19th season. So that's kind of weird. Her character, Dr. Meredith Grey, is only going to be in eight episodes. And a typical season usually has about 20 to 24 episodes.
Wow, so that's a lot she's missing then.
Right. She's only in like a third. She's still going to executive produce and be the narrator on the show. But the reason for the cutback is that Ellen just signed on to star in a limited Hulu series. This is her first acting job outside of Grey's Anatomy since 2005. So she, I guess, really wants to focus on that.
She could at least been in the other episodes, like just walking in the background quickly.
Yeah, can they put rushing, her stand-in in?
Like rushing for a patient or something. She just blows by, but at least she's in the episode.
Yeah, you know, like how they have doubles who stand in when they try to do lighting and stuff like that? You just do that. See, we got the good ideas.
Yeah. Hey, Hollywood should start listening to us.
They should. And Britney Spears, she's talked about her family. She's talked about the lawyers, the conservators. She has not been kind. And now she's going after the Catholic Church. So she posted a picture of the inside of a church during a wedding, which was not hers, just saying this is where I originally wanted to get married during COVID. But they said it was shut down. Then 2 years later, when I wanted to get married there, they said I had to be a Catholic and go through tests. Isn't church supposed to be open to all? Well, somebody didn't pay attention in her CCD classes, I guess. She did end up deleting the post. But the church, they wanted to make sure their side was heard. A rep said Britney never actually visited the church or even asked to have her wedding there.
Oh, so she just kind of blasted them without giving them a chance to respond?
Yeah, and then they did say like at least one spouse in the wedding does have to be Catholic to have it in the church, and that's a rule for everybody, not just something that they're telling Britney, you know? So, I mean, hey, we've even seen it in shows. Like the Tudors or the Spanish Queen or all those, like, you know, way back when shows about, you know, rules about being in the Catholic Church, you
right.
know? So I don't know. I think this was a big one for her to take on. Probably smart that she deleted the posts.
Think twice about posting something like that
yeah.
without checking everything out.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's why we never post anything.
Right. We never post anything. Oh, yeah, we have hundreds of posts that probably are questionable on her MAS Facebook page.
Please don't look.
Nothing about the church, though.
True.
Nothing
Very
about the
true.
Church.
And that is your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!